insofar as they are contained by him. Huh? And that can be said, you know, also in the sense of what? When you get to the seventh sense of in there, in the physics, I've got you in my power. Right? Mm-hmm. See? That means you're what? I control you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we see sometimes, you know, when something's not in our power, it's out of my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have no control over it, huh? It's out of my hands. Okay, now the idea about acting at a distance. To the third, it should be said that if no agent, no matter how powerful it is, does an action proceed to something distant except insofar as it acts through the, what, intermediaries, huh? But this pertains to the maximum, huh? The maximum power of God, that he immediately acts in all things, huh? Whence nothing is distant from him, right? As if God, what?
Didn't have it in himself.
Yeah. Things near us are said to be distant from God through the, what, unlikeness of nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or through the unlikeness of grace. Just as he is above all things through the essence of his nature, going back to the distinction he made in the first... reply to the first objection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now what about the demons? To the fourth, it should be said that in the demons is understood both the nature which is from God and the deformity of fault or guilt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is not from him. And therefore it ought not to be absolutely conceded that God is in the demons, right? Insofar as they are demons, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with this addition, insofar as they are certain things, and they're very, so their stay in existence depends upon God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But in things which name a nature that is not deformed, huh, absolutely one might say that God is, yeah, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say with thee, I guess you can say in you. We say with you. So, should we stop or time to stop?
Yeah.